wants us to follow him. Job understood who God was. In Job 19 and verse 25, it says, "As for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will take his stand on the earth." Job knew that God was his Redeemer and that he could live forever. In Job chapter 13, one of my favorites, Job chapter 13 and verse 15, through some of this arguing with his friends, he says, "Though he slay me," he's still thinking that this is God somehow, right? He's not even thinking about Satan, but he says, "Even if God himself kills me, I will still trust him. I'll still trust in him. I will hope in him." Can we have that kind of courage that even if God decides to kill me himself, I'll trust that it's the right decision. I'll trust that it's the right thing. But yet notice, this is why I like this verse. Notice what Job says after that. "Nevertheless, I will argue my ways before him." Job didn't want to be covered head to toe in boils. Job didn't want his whole family to be gone. Job didn't want all of his stuff to be gone. "I'm going to argue my ways before him, but I'll trust whatever decision he makes." Can we say that? Yes, I'm going to argue my ways. Right? I had a guy tell me once, he said, "You know, Tony, I've lived in poverty for most of my life, and big gas and oil, you know, comes in and they buy, you know, his lease or his land, and now he's got a lot of money." He said, "I lived in both. And so like Paul, you know, I'm able to live in very little and I'm able to live in abundance." Abundance is better. And that's what he'll say. "I can live in both, but abundance is better. I would rather live in that, but I'm okay going back. I know how to do it." Job's okay going back, but he says, "I'm going to argue my ways before him. It's not what I want, but I'll trust you. Even if God himself kills me, I'll trust him." Don't be like the foolish. Don't be like Job's wife, who wasn't foolish, but was acting, speaking as one of the foolish women was speaking at that moment in time. We need to be wise. We need to follow God in God's way, no matter what happens in our life. If you're here tonight and you're not a child of God, don't be foolish. Don't think that you can come to God in any way, shape, or form other than what he has commanded us to come to him. We talked earlier about Matthew, right? In Matthew chapter 28, what does he tell us? How do we make a disciple? He says, "Go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit." Have you become a child of God? Have you been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins? If not, the question is, why not? Don't act as one of the foolish people would act. Because the foolish people would say, I'll have another chance. I'll have another opportunity. When you may not. God is in control. God may send his son. We may have an accident. God forbid anything happen to us. That's not what we want. But don't act as one of the foolish people would act, because the foolish people think they have more time. If you're here and you are a child of God who has fallen away, fallen off of the path that God has set forth, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. If we've fallen off of that path, we have time and opportunity to get back today, tonight. Why not tonight? Why not tonight? Get back on track and become faithful to God the way that you should. If you're here and subject to God's call in any way, please come to the front while we stand and while we sing.